The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, is calling on the South African police services to work more closely with local neighbourhood watch structures. This follows a series of attacks aimed at neighbourhood watch members, with SAPS being called out for not supporting local neighbourhood watch structures. Recent reports outline how a Delft neighbourhood watch member fled attacks by a group of men who then proceeded to stone his home. SAPS reportedly did not respond to the call out. Previously, on the 25th of September, a family member of a neighbourhood watch structure was shot at multiple times while walking home. The Department of Community Safety has further received reports of similar incidents in Guguletu where a member was shot while patrolling. Minister Fritz said, "I call on the SAPS to work in a more coordinated and responsive manner with their local neighbourhood watch structures. Ultimately, the role of a neighbourhood watch is to act as the eyes and ears for the SAPS. Whilst the work that neighbourhood watches do in reporting incidences to SAPS does in fact lighten their load, neighbourhood watch structures should not respond to crime in place of SAPS. As per the Constitution, SAPS are the primary agent responsible for crime prevention. My department will, through its routine assessments of police stations, inquire as to the level of support and engagement between local neighbourhood watch structures and SAPS police station." A further two cases were reported to the Department of Community Safety with regards to the relationship between Neighbourhood Watch and SAPS. A Neighbourhood Watch member from Lentegeer was recently arrested while patrolling near a suspected merchant's home. The department has activated a court-watching brief on this matter. A similar incident was reported over the past weekend at the Tafelsig base camp. "I further support neighbourhood watch structures' calls, particularly within the Delft community, to extend the patrol of law enforcement in the area. To that end, I will liaise with the City of Cape Town on solutions to further safeguard the brave men and women who selflessly and tirelessly patrol our communities. Going forward, the Premier's safety plan further requires that our approaches to safety should be led by data and technology. To that end, my department is rolling out the use of Microsoft Kaizela, a secure messaging and work management software application which allows collaboration with other neighbourhood watch structures to ensure better information sharing and gathering," said Minister Fritz. Minister Fritz added, "In turn, I call on all neighbourhood watch groups to ensure that they are accredited with the department to receive the necessary training and resources which ensure the safety of our members and that they are fully capacitated to act as the eyes and ears of their community. For more information on the Neighbourhood Watch Accreditation and Support Programme, please contact the Neighbourhood Watch Helpline on 021 483 7813. Alternatively, you can email neighbourhood.watch@westerncape.gov.za. Operating hours are between 7 and 4 p.m. You can also go online and find out more about Neighbourhood Watch registration and accreditation. Under the leadership of Minister Fritz, the Department of Community Safety will continue to work closely with Neighbourhood Watch structures to safeguard the Western Cape.